Thank you, President Walker. Chief Gott, I want to thank you for your service to the city. I think, you know, I'm really looking forward to your leadership in the next few years, and I really love all the stuff that is going on with our police department, with the community policing and the horses and the substations, and just us moving to more accountability for our police officers, and also more protection for our residents with all the camera usages. So, you know, I think, you know, as I said last month, our police department is way ahead of most of the police departments in the country because of the CALEA standards that we moved to after the HERCO settlement. And I just think that we have a police force that's very professional and gets along well with the community. So I want to thank you for all your service and all the officers that serve under you.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. I'll be brief. I don't want to pontificate. I want to thank all of you for your presentations tonight. And Chief Gott, I want to really say I'm so impressed with you. And the first time I really had a chance to hear from you was a few months ago when you gave a presentation at council. And I remember telling a lot of people that, and I was really impressed. And, you know, I think you're going to go places. And little did any of us know, you know, the events that were going to unfold. And so I really appreciate all your leadership on this. And I think one of the great things about Bethlehem is I'm proud of our police department as we all are. And I think we're all so proud of them because we are so far ahead of all the other cities, not just with the CALEA accreditation, but with the community substations, with the mounted police. All those things are things that get our officers out into the community and get people, you know, knowing the local police officers, building relationships, and which leads to better communication. Whether it's the mounted police or the bicycle unit, or the you know, the substations or the SROs that are in the schools, it's really a bonding thing for the kids. As many of you know, I teach at Northeast Middle School, which is probably one of the most financially highest level of low-income kids in the city. And most of our students come from Marlin and Pembroke. And I will tell you that the SRO at Northeast does an unbelievable job. Officer Elias really does an unbelievable job with those kids. And he has so much respect, you know, from the kids. And it's not only something that he does in school, he does it by coaching. He coaches the basketball team. He's involved with other, you know, clubs and activities with the kids. And as you had mentioned with the Junior Police Academy, that's held at Northeast every year. And it's always held about that first week of summer. And it's actually in my health classroom. So it's always like a real joy of mine to see our officers come into the school with the kids and see all the kids that are interested in it. And, you know, that really love going to the classes and listen to the police officers about how they got involved with their careers. And and they ask questions like, how can I become a police officer? And these are some of our most disadvantaged kids in the city of Bethlehem. So it's really heartwarming, you know, to see it. I wish everybody, you know, I'm sure you've been over there, but I wish, you know, all the city council members at some point can come over there, you know, and see the, you know, engagement. And it's not only the current police officers. We also have many retired police officers that are still involved with the community, like Officer Henning. He's still coaching to this day. And he's been part of, I mean, I grew up with him. We went through West Bethlehem wrestling and Nishman Middle School and Liberty High School. And he's still involved with the community, coaching wrestling, golf, a variety of things. And it's really a beautiful thing to see the people who grew up in this community, police in this community, and are giving back to the community. So I want to please tell all the officers that I appreciate all their work that they do with the, not only the citizens, you know, the citizens and the residents of the city, but also the youth of our, you know, and the children of our city. So thank you so much. And again, thank you for your service. I really appreciate it.